And Noah was alone in his commitment, in his lifestyle. All his friends, his relatives, his neighbors, the world's dignitaries, leaders, intellectuals, all were living very differently, were traveling on a very different life's path. And yet Noah remained steadfast. When a person sees emes, that energizes him to remain firm and steadfast in his commitment, regardless of how lonely that journey may be. 10 generations later, when Avraham Avinu appears on the scene, the Rambam reconstructs for us Avraham Avinu's biography. Kevin Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, when this titan was weaned, Hischa L'Shotit B'Daitu V'Hukatan, he was a little boy, but already then he was exploring, he was searching. How is it that the sphere is in constant motion in an orderly way without a conductor, without someone energizing it? It's inconceivable. And the Rambam says, he didn't have a teacher, didn't have a guide. He was all alone in his search and his quest. El Mushka Bo'or Kasta Ben Ovde Avodazar Hatipshim. He was trapped, as it were, in Orkastim, surrounded completely, entirely by foolish, ignorant, primitive, unenlightened of the Avodah Zarah. V'ovi v'ima v'chol ha'om of the Avodah Zarah v'hu haya oved imayim. Everyone was engaged in idolatry, in idol worship. And Avraham Avinu was part of them. And yet, v'libo m'shotet u'mevin. And yet, the fierce independence, the Bakoshas HaEmes, was in no way undermined, in no way derailed, in no way adversely affected by the loneliness of Avraham Avinu's quest and search. A person can never, ever be outvoted in commitment to MS. But maybe these lessons are only necessary and therefore applicable position vis-a-vis the world at large, vis-a-vis Umos HaOlam. Maybe these lessons are never relevant or necessary internally. Maybe a Jew doesn't need to know these lessons of Avraham Avinu, of Noach, of the fierce independence that a person has to exhibit, the loneliness that a person has to be willing to endure in his commitment to MS and Torah MS. Maybe a person doesn't, maybe these lessons are not relevant or necessary for a Jew, klape pnim, vis-a-vis other Jews. Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Tess, V'zosi Mitzvahs Kiddush Hashem Hametzuvim Bo B'nei Yisrael B'chlolam. This is the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Rot Salom Mesiras Nafshein Ulomus B'yad Ha'ones Al Havosu Yizbarach V'amunas Yichudo. The willingness, when called upon, to surrender one's life as an expression of Avas Hashem, as a testament to Yichud Hashem. Kemo she'osu Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah, as Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah did b'zman Nebuchadnezzar ha'rosha, k'shegozel l'shtachavos l'atzalem. When Nebuchadnezzar ha'rosha decreed that everyone themselves before the Tzalem. V'hishtachavu kol ha'amim. Everyone succumbed. Yisrael b'chlal. The Jewish people also gave in. V'loho yasham mekadesh shem shamayim. Amongst Klal Yisrael, there was no one to be mekadesh shem shamayim. V'hoysa b'zeh cherpa gedola al Yisrael. It was a tremendous busha. It was a tremendous shame for the Jewish people. Shenedra ha-mitzvah hazos mikulam. That this mitzvah was neglected by all of them. V'lo yasham mekayim osa. No one was being mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which by definition means they were all guilty of Chilul Hashem. Avol pachadu hakol, v'lo nitztavsa, v'yied Hashem, skipping a few lines, al yedei Yeshaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though had already promised in a nevuah given to Yeshayahu Navi, Shelo tishlam cherpas Yisrael be'edu sahi, v'sheyeirov bohem yolodim ba'ei sahi hakosha, lo yepa, wouldn't be total and complete. There would be three youth who wouldn't be intimidated, who would emerge, who wouldn't be intimidated. Lo yafchidem hamoves, v'yimsru nafsham, v'yifarsimu, v'yachasku emuna, v'yakachru es Hashem b'rav. So imagine, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, the Rambam goes on, he quotes the Pasuk, v'hu omro, the Pasuk in Yeshayo, lo ato yevosh Yaakov, lo ato fonav yechavoru, Kibir also Yeladov, they're lads, they're young boys. Masa Yodai Bikirbo Yakdishu Shine. So imagine, Hanani Mishael v'Azariah are Yeladim, young lads. All of Klal Yisrael is acting differently. And Mistama, there was a rationalization. And the whole, all not just the whole world, but all of Klal Yisrael was acting wrongly. There was no one to whom Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah could look for guidance, for support, for chizuk, for encouragement. The Ziknei Hador, the Parnosei Hador, the Gedolei Hador, there was no one. There was no one for Hananiah, Mishael v'Azariah to look to. And yet, when a person is guided by MS, a person is not deterred by the loneliness of that commitment. the past few months, we've also been living in a time of chepa, of shame. We've also been living in a time where commitment to simple halacha, basic, unequivocal, categorical halacha, where that commitment to that has been a lonely affair. Not to the extreme, chas v'shalom, that the Rambam describes, b'mei Hananya Mishael v'Azaria. There have been some voices that we've been able to hear. But the bilbul hamochos, the confusion and distortion that have reigned, which have generated and endorsed simple violation of zilzol in all the public health measures which are binding min haTorah, one needn't invoke din de malchusa, although that is obviously relevant and applicable, but one has no need to invoke that. Raki shamel chosh v'nafshecha ma'od, as the Rambam quotes at the end of Vichas v'tzeich v'shmiras nefesh v'nishmartu ma'od v'nafshecheichem. Simple, basic halacha. Simple, basic halacha that when neglected endangers fellow Jews, endangers society at large. Simple, basic halacha that when neglected, and not only neglected, it's been rejected. Not just benignly, passively neglected, but vociferously, very actively rejected, generates a chilul Hashem. And it's been a chirpa, it's been a chirpa. If a small percentage of the righteous indignation and reaction to the governor's recent measures had been present in objecting to the zilzal, so none of these red zones ever would have emerged in the first place. And it's very, very important that each and every one of us be mischazek, that when the MS is clear, a person is not deterred in the least by how many people, for whatever reason, Hashem Yirachem, are blinded to the MS and are not implementing the MS. MS is not voted down. Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz famously was once asked, Kal Yisrael in their emunah are a minority. Doesn't the Torah say Achareh Mahatos? And he said, when there's a question, when there's a suffix, you put it to a vote, and it's Achareh Mahatos. When the emes is clear, there's no Achareh Mahatos. There's no Rabim that can outvote and outweigh clear, compelling, categorical emes. It's very, very important that we constantly remind ourselves of that commitment to MS, our commitment to MS, and unwavering, even when it's a lonely commitment. The commitment to MS means that precautionary, preventive health measures are necessary, not just when people are getting sick and dying, which they are. They're necessary to prevent this state of affairs from ever materializing. It's not that there's a chiyuv now to put on a mask because we're hearing of people getting sick and dying. There was a chiyuv all along to be following all the measures, the masks, the distancing, the hand washing. It needs to be understood even now so that the confusion and distortion are not perpetuated, that the chiyuv is not a result of the emergence of red zones. The emergence of red zones was a result of neglect of the chiyuv. And that's indisputable, incontrovertible emes, and it can't be voted down. What Hanani Mishael Azariah did was not subject to a vote. There was no room for counting heads as to who was willing to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim, as to who was willing to recognize what the MS is and what the MS demanded. MS cannot be voted down. And therefore, even when it's a lonely commitment, it's a commitment that needs to be sustained. And we have to continue to exercise all appropriate care in terms of the masks and distancing and hand washing, all as recommended and required. We have to continue to avoid all unsafe, potentially spreader events, and alachas kama v'kama super spreader events. And if we can't continue doing that, if we're in a matzav of we have to discontinue what we've been doing, then we need to discontinue. There's no dilemma of, if I go to a wedding, do I dance? Where inevitably, even if there is some kind of wishful commitment to maintaining distance and masks, it's totally unrealistic and it's not going to happen. There's a dilemma, but it's Simchas Chosin V'Kal is a mitzvah and it's a special day, but Me'idach, there are safety precautions. So what do we do when we're caught on the horns of such a dilemma? There's no dilemma. There's no mitzvah. A person goes and dances at a wedding. He's not being Mekayim a mitzvah Simchas Chosin V'Kal because there's zero mitzvah in engaging in behavior which has the potential to make people sick and kill them. There's no dilemma. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that's being fulfilled. It's also to host such an affair, to be the Bali Simcha of such an affair. It's also to participate in such an affair. It's also to dance at such an affair. There's no dilemma. And it doesn't matter how many such weddings have happened. It doesn't matter how many such weddings are scheduled. Just as it didn't matter to Hanani Mishael V'Azariah how many people were bowing down to the tzel. It doesn't matter how much of a cherpa it is. That doesn't transform the cherpa into anything other than that. It just makes it more of a cherpa. The more widespread it is, doesn't legitimize it. it makes it more of a chepa, a greater chepa. It doesn't matter what the numbers are. MS is MS. And it doesn't matter how unpopular or lonely the commitment to MS is. We need to sustain that. It's true, stakes are magnified. Certainly now that yeshiva is trying very responsibly to reopen with its testing, aggressive testing protocol, the stakes are magnified. Because now our behavior is also a behavior which is going to contribute, which can contribute, Be'ezus Hashem, to this being a success and a Kiddush Hashem. But Zeluma Zehwas Elokim, wherever there's positive potential, there's negative potential. And the Achrayus is very great. The Achrayus is very great, but the opportunity is very great also. The Achrayus is very great to avoid Chilul Hashem, and the opportunity is very great to be a part of a Kiddush Hashem. To not cut corners on governmental guidelines, but to exceed governmental guidelines, to project the MS into the world, that the Torah is more makpid than any governmental body or regulations. That's the opportunity we have. That's the achrayus we have. Hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, it will be a popular commitment. Hopefully, we'll be joined by all segments of Klal Yisrael consistently in that commitment. But our commitment is never conditional or contingent upon anyone else being there, because the MS remains the MS. Our obligation to live al pi Taras MS, al pi Taras Hashem, is absolute no matter what. And Zalgat Elfin, that we should have the fortitude of spirit to do it, Tzaron Hashem, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.